From Washington, this is VOA News. Germany adding pressure on Moscow over Ukraine. Suspected Islamist militants attack a northern Nigeria city. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Germany now appears willing to use its diplomatic and economic muscle to turn up the heat on Moscow, according to analysts, following recent weeks of increased presence in Ukraine and a planned referendum this weekend, which could see Crimea break away from Ukraine and join Russia. Angela Merkel addressed lawmakers in Germany's parliament earlier this week. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Addressing lawmakers in Germany's parliament Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel issued the strongest threat yet to Moscow.
Wenn Russland seinen Kurs der letzten Wochen fortsetzt, dann wäre das nicht nur eine Katastrophe für die.
She said that if Russia continues on its course of the past weeks, it will not only be a catastrophe for Ukraine. We would see it, as neighbors of Russia, as a threat, and it would not only change the European Union's relationship with Russia. No, this would also cause massive damage to Russia, economically and politically. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov wrapped up a six-hour meeting in London with little consensus on a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Crimea, which holds that referendum Sunday.
However, after much discussion, the foreign minister made it clear that President Putin is not prepared to make any decision regarding Ukraine until after the referendum on Sunday.
U.S. President Barack Obama says he still hopes for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Crimea. Kerry said sanctions will be imposed on Russia if that referendum is held. He said Russian approval of a vote favoring Crimea's unification with Russia would amount to backdoor annexation of the peninsula. More on this story at voanews.com. Reports say a daytime attack was launched by suspected Islamist militants, a group of Islamist militants in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Witnesses say gunmen armed with explosives stormed the Jiwa military barracks Friday morning, setting off a fierce gun battle with soldiers. The attackers also set fire to homes in a residential area and opened fire on civilians. Nigeria's defense ministry says pockets of terrorists attacked the barracks in an apparent attempt to free colleagues detained at the site. No immediate claim of responsibility has been reported. A special court established to prosecute treason charges against Pakistan's former military ruler and president, Pervez Musharraf, has ordered police to arrest him if he fails to appear before the judges on March 31st for a formal reading of the indictment. VOA's Ayas Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The high-profile legal proceedings against Pervez Musharraf began more than 10 weeks ago, but he has only appeared once in court, citing security and health reasons for his absence. In a show of frustration, the three-member panel of judges ordered police Friday to arrest the former military leader if he fails to appear on March 31st and directed the government to ensure Mr. Musharraf's personal safety when he travels to the court from the hospital. The treason charges against Mr. Musharraf stem from 2007, when he declared a state of emergency in Pakistan, suspended the constitution and fired top judges to quash opposition. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Malaysia says it is dramatically expanding the already vast scope of its search for a missing jetliner. The transport minister said Friday unspecified circumstances forced the search to expand to the Indian Ocean, thousands of kilometers from the spot where the Boeing 777 vanished from civilian radar last week. He said the search has also been expanded to remote parts of the South China Sea. Week two, the Oscar Pistorius murder trial wrapped up Friday. Testimony in the trial in which Pistorius shot and killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, included whether police mishandled evidence during the initial stages of their probe. Former police station commander Colonel G.S. Van Rensburg said that a firearms expert handled the gun that Pistorius used with no gloves. The South African Press Association says Rensburg also told the court that he had destroyed the notes he made during his investigation. In stocks in the U.S., stocks were up slightly for the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 17.05 points to 16,125.94. S&P 500 up 1.57. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 1.988 points, up to 4,262.408. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.